Okay.
Hey, I don't know who's listening to this shit, but welcome. We are here.
Are we live?
We're not live. Oh. I'm saying, obviously, whenever they fucking listen to it, Chase.
You just catfish me into some live shit?
6 seconds in, you already fucked up.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
Look.
Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke.
Whiskey.
Bitch. Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke. Whiskey. Bitch.
Why are you taking shit so seriously,
don't you
bro?
Ever fucking jolt at me again or I'll arm wrestle you again, bro. And I know 0-3. I know 0-3 is not going to be your favorite
third
number.
Third time's a charm,
but
baby.
It's going to be a number that
third
exists.
Third time's a charm. Bro, I'm growing every day. I'm literally eating
that you are.
Chicken.
What do you think the weight difference was from? Because it was harder. When we did it, it was a little harder. I'm not going to lie. Like, both of us were injured afterwards.
Oh, bro.
This shit hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have recorded it. It's going to get good. It'll be a fucking segment, dude. Eventually, we'll just be even as fuck, and then you'll just start fucking me up. But what happens if I start working out, dog? You might be fucked.
Don't do that. I need you to stay where you're at.
No, here's the thing. You have a big-ass head start because I have to lose all the weight before I start gaining muscle.
Right. But you're still strong as fuck, though.
Yeah, and that's because I've had to carry fucking 900 pounds around my fucking for years. But, yeah, there's pros to it, but I got to lose it, bro. I've been running the past 2 or 3 days, and I actually feel great. Which I usually fucking hate running. Running sucks. Running sucks. But once you get used to it, it's all right.
Yeah. I hated it even when I was in the Army. Yeah. Absolutely hated it. When I was good at it.
You have to do it every day?
Hated it. The best 2 mile run I ever had during the actual PT test, 12 minutes, 36 seconds. I ran 2 miles.
That's tough, bro. That's so fucking fast, bro.
So even when I was that good, though, even when running was quote-unquote easier for me, I hated it.
Yeah, it sucks. It's terrible. It's not fun.
I hated it. Every sport I ever played growing up, running was a punishment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, and it's a good punishment, too, because it sucks so bad, but it is so good for you.
Oh, for sure.
It's so good for you.
Conditioning.
Yeah. I told her little brothers today, because they were talking about wanting to play basketball. I showed them like a couple tricks today and everything because they know I hoop and I'm pretty good and they wanted to know a lot of stuff, so they asked me about it. And then he was like, "Yeah, I want to be on like the team, and like when I hit seventh grade or whatever, I want to try out for the team." And I was like, "Bro, I'm gonna tell you right now, and when you get older, the offense will come naturally. You can learn offense through plays and like your feel of the ball.
Right.
You practice your offense, obviously, but I'm telling you right now." If you want, you can make any team, especially when, like, at your age coming up.
Right.
All you need to be able to do is play good defense and not get tired. That's it. If you can run your fucking ass off and hustle and play defense, you are good. You will get into any team. Any team. And then your offense will accumulate over the years of you just playing. And then if you're a slasher or shooter or whatever you are, they're kind of short. They might have to be shooting. But, yeah, that's what I said. Like, it's just so fucking important, man, is to be able to run. That was my concern when I wanted to play college ball, is that like I was really fucking good and I ran every day.
Right.
But even still, I would play for like 6 or 7 hours and then I'd be tired and I'd be like, man, it would suck. Only six or seven hours,
huh?
Oh, no, dude. I played so fucking much, man.
Right.
But still.
A lot of people don't know what it's like to run a full court game. Even if it's amateur pickup game, dude. Basketball.
If you miss every shot and it's like you're going even from 3-point line to 3-point line, let's say you don't even go inside. If you're going 3-point line to 3-point line, you're running miniature suicides the whole time.
For sure.
It's so tough.
It's what? It's 33 yards from side, or what, side court or whatever.
Some shit like that. I don't remember the measurements. It gets bigger
baseline.
Which is so fucking impressive when you think about how NBA players.
How many times you run back and forth?
They run like fucking 15 miles a game or some shit. They run so much, bro.
Oh, I believe it, man. With my job, when we're out there moving, weed eating, moving through the neighborhoods and shit, one guy wears the watch that tracks all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, there's days we walk 7-8 miles and you don't even realize it. So I can imagine how much they run back and forth.
Dude, it's ridiculous. Do you like soccer?
I kind of get into a little bit. I mean, I kind of got into it more after playing rugby in Europe. And so it's the
I fucking forgot about that shit.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, yeah. I played rugby in Europe.
It's so dope.
Yeah, it was fun, man. But so it's the atmosphere for me with soccer, too. It's not so much the sport.
Yeah, fans, I mean, I'm not about betting it,
on like a
over, like, under on over soccer. Over under bro.
On one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's 0.5.
Yeah.
I think basketball would probably be the top sport.
So, baseball is how my body works.
Right.
Basketball is how my mind works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe tennis. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Back and forth.
Is there any sport specifically that you're bad at? Because if you're like me, you're kind of good at everything. I think the only one that I haven't really gotten good at yet is tennis. I've never really tried to. I had an okay feel for it. So
my brother played tennis through high school.
Yeah.
I'm good at like returning serves and right. I could play a like a pickup game, but no, I'm not like heck no.
Right.
I'm being for real. I'm trying to be humble here.
It's tough, bro. Dude, I'm trying because to be, like, our genes.
Like, cornhole. I don't give a shit, dude. Don't matter. Bucks
I'm good
and six.
As fuck, dude.
don't matter.
Six bar. I swear to God.
I'm just competitive. So
have I played if you I'm cornhole bad at yet?
No, you haven't. We're gonna do that at the cook-off, Crosby cook-off.
When's the next
June,
one?
First weekend of June. Okay. I mean, it's a ways away, but yeah, that's when we get down. The family has the cook-off team out there.
I have a custom board at my mom's house, bro.
Dude.
Whenever we live over there, we'll pick a day or two.
Cornhole is just a small percentage of that party, bro.
It's so great, dude.
Telling you, the whole town shows up.
I am excited
up.
To go to that.
The next town shows up. It's like, I'm telling you.
Do you want multiple towns to fall in love with me or just one? Because I can stick to like a northeast section if you want. But if you want me to roam the park, we might I'll have a cult by the end of the day.
You just pick how many times you want Rainy to fuck you up.
Wow, is she going to beat my ass?
Dude. You might be fighting some motherfuckers out there. Just don't let her show up in cowgirl boots and a skirt.
Oh, yeah, no, dude. I'd go out there and I'd end up in jail. And it's fine, dude. It is what it is. I prepared for that. Ever since I started dating her, I prepared for it. Because I'm a lot uglier than her. So I know people look at us and it's like, they're like, I can handle that situation. Especially if I'm sitting down. If I'm standing up, it's harder because I'm
Well,
I'm
when first time she saw large. You, she said... My mind's telling me no.
Yeah, it's true, bro. She did do that.
But his body.
Yep. But she's a little hoe bag, isn't she? I turn around, look at her. Bro, she couldn't help herself. Look at me, dude. She saw all the hair and the stretch marks and was like, I need that. Actually, at that point, I was still like what 230 or some shit. I was a decent weight, yeah. And then it just as soon as I got happy, bro, yeah. It was over, dog. As soon as I was happy, I was fucking all the time, and I was happy all the time. And that means I'm eating all the time, and my weight shot up in like fucking 4 or 5 months. It was crazy.
I think you're a gorgeous creature.
Man. I'm all right, dude. I'm a five gorgeous. Right now. Whenever I'm running though. I'll
bro,
get there, dog.
You think I would be doing a podcast with you if you were a five?
Of course, bro, because my personality's a 10.
Look at my narcissistic ass. You think yeah, I would
dude.
Do
it? You're wearing glasses, dude.
You think I would do a podcast?
Mix in your... What the fuck is that? Carolina Gold mustard and mayonnaise?
This mayo and Carolina Gold on chicken strips. Yes,
you're
sir.
Fucking weird, dog.
Dude, are you kidding? Have you ever mixed mayo with anything? It's glorious.
Yeah, mayo's great.
It's like putting a little God in there. It's
putting a little Jesus in the chicken strips.
Putting on that.
You like tasting Jesus, huh? You heard it here first, folks. I can never say that right. You heard it first. If you have heard, folks,
extra,
fucks me up.
Extra.
Let's talk about how you stole my fucking drink a second ago. What the fuck was that? And how you filled half of my cup with vodka.
Yeah.
Do you know how much vodka that was?
That's a lot. I don't need that much.
It was about 11 shots of 10 shots of vodka.
You're welcome, sir.
Two shots of vodka. You seen that shit? You haven't seen? Bro,
no.
It's on a cooking show, and they're like,
dude,
cooking
well,
some
when
shit.
We get an assistant that can play videos and shit for us, we'll do
oh,
that
dude,
kind
that'd
of
be
stuff.
So great, man.
We need to step our fucking game up.
Well, when fucking we start marketing this shit, we're going to put it out eventually. Like, right now, it's if you come across it or we tell you about it, you listen to it. Yeah. That's why we're stuck at, like, 30 listeners an episode or whatever.
But I mean, you don't gotta let them know how small your dick is.
But I don't give a fuck, dude. One listener episode. This whole fucking podcast for four people. I don't care. Yeah. I'm doing this for me, pussy. Okay. You understand? Hey, you that's listening, if you just made a joke about how you're little people listen to shit. You're acting like
a real David Koresh right now.
Good. I don't know who that is, but good, bro.
Waco, Texas, 1994.
It is what it is, dog.
I am the prophet. I only have 36 listeners.
I am, bro. 36 is enough to rob any establishment you've ever been a part of. 36 is plenty, dog. We could rule the world. It would just be peace by peace by peace. Oh, I can do a lot with 36 people.
In a post-apocalyptic world, absolutely, probably. Maybe,
I could do a lot with 36 people. It just depends on how smart they are. What training do you actually have? It depends on how smart they are.
I know that you have a lot of courage, but what actual training do you have? Riddle me that, Batman.
I'm a brown belt in jiu-jitsu.
Okay. I'll cherish it. Give me that one. That one's
solid.
Tap that glass. Brown, but that's solid too.
Yeah, it is. Get solid. I know what else. I haven't done it in a while though. It's like riding a bike, to be honest. After I roll a couple times, I'm back at it. What else? I did MMA class for a year and a half, and I did Muay Thai for 4 months, 3 months, 4 months.
Okay, we're still in MMA. But
what you mean?
Jiu-jitsu, MMA.
Everything's MMA technically. I'm saying there was an MMA class. I did a specific jiu-jitsu class for 4 years. Oh. And the MMA class itself was where we wore gloves and sparred and shit. And then the Muay Thai class was specifically for Muay Thai.
Have you ever thought about doing Krav?
I have thought about it, yes. It seems really cool. No, I don't think so. I think we might have talked about it off air, but my dad does it now. My dad does it because he thinks it's cool.
That's intense, man.
I've never done it, dude. It's so dope. I've seen videos of, like, people who are real good at it.
Do you do range shooting or anything?
I used to all the fucking time, but now all I have is a shotgun. Yeah. Now all I have is a shotgun. I'm too broke to fucking.
Well, you can't miss with that son, bitch.
No, fuck no, you cannot.
Especially from the bedroom. I'm afraid to knock on your fucking door. I'm like, this motherfucker keeps it. Just so y'all know.
I keep it a foot away from my fucking bed.
And the safety is not on.
Off, dude.
Don't.
If I hear somebody and I go, Rennie? And nobody says something, you hear, ch-ch-ch.
Bro.
And if you still don't say something, I come out this bitch pointing, bro.
I'd rather sneak in and hide over there in the corner. You know what I mean? Besides letting my presence known. You might just hear like, you know what I mean?
Brian, it's me!
I'm not trying to.
Scared as shit.
You know, I'll die for a lot of things, but dying from a mistake is not one.
Dude, that would suck. You're just, like, tired.
This
you're, like,
world, fought from, like, my country. Hold on. I'm not trying to die from a mistake.
Could you imagine, dude? You've gone through what you went through, and you die in, like, a fender bender or some shit. Like, your head hits the steering wheel.
I know it's going to... You know what? No, I'm not going to speak that over myself. I'm going to die an old man.
Oh, I'm going to die at 45. And that, you know what? I've come to terms with it.
Brian Watson?
What?
Dude.
You're going to attend my funeral,
like,
bro.
That's only going to be, like, season... 20-something. We can't do that. You can't, bro. We got like.
I'm dying when I'm 45, bro. I'm at my half life right now. Listen,
I want two things. I want a wife that I can be married to for 50 years, and I need a
good luck.
I need a podcast partner I can have for 50 years.
I mean,
can you be that for me? Can you? 50 I'm proposing
years?
Right now. Bro.
50 years is so long. You mean bro, 50 years old?
I know. Listen, I'm talking. Even if
50 years is so long.
I don't care.
You'll be 80 something. There's no way.
Yeah,
I'd have to wheel you in, and you'd have to type your messages, and a robot would be fucking speaking on the podcast.
My thing is, if you don't have that kind of commitment, then you don't deserve me.
Oh, dude, I'll possess whoever your next guest is if I die. You're gonna hear silence for 15 seconds, and then Chase's gonna be like, "Are you good, bro?" And then you're just gonna hear me be like,
"A real love story here, folks,
bro."
When you start to worry about what happens in the afterlife. You know what I mean? It's like when you tell your partner, like, listen, I'm just so worried about, it's not that I'm worried about you going to hell. I'm just worried about being in heaven without you.
Oh, man, dude. So poetic, dog. So poetic, dude. Jesus, man.
Brian.
What's up, dog?
I'm worried about being in heaven without you.
Oh, man, dog.
Get your shit together, son.
Dude, I'm gonna take Satan's place. And then I'll change the rules.
Hey,
up.
You're doing all right wearing that Brady fucking t-shirt. This shit looks fire, though. Brady, you already know Brady's close to God.
Yeah, bro. Hey, dude, I get points just wearing this shit.
That motherfucker. That, he is.
You heard him say the N-word?
Who?
Brady. You heard him?
I thought you were talking about me for a second. I was like, what? Ah,
don't fucking narc on yourself.
No, I was like, no, I didn't.
No, bro, Brady, what's funny is every fan of his was like, he gets a pass, bro, he's allowed. For every ring he has, he can say
dude,
it.
Dude, he can do it.
It's funny, bro. He walked up to one of the, I don't know, I don't think it was on, he was on his team, though. I think it was like one of his best friends.
I don't think even Brady gets that one.
Dude, it was so funny, bro. The funniest part is that nobody gave a fuck. They were like, he can throw the shit out of a basketball. I mean, dude, I'm drunk. He can throw the shit out of a football, though. They just let him say, hey, dude, that fucking, his break starter is ridiculous.
The inbound pass,
his post-playmaking skills are incredible. Nah, so he walked up to one of them, and he was like, you know you're my weakness, and he fucking said it, bro, on camera. And
oh my lord!
You can look it up right now. Yeah, look up Tom Brady saying the N-word, and it'll fucking come up.
I'm not putting that on the podcast.
It's so fucking funny, dude.
Wow,
it's so funny.
That motherfucker got some balls.
He gets a pass, bro. Dude, you know how many people love that dude? Name one person who hates Tom Brady.
I don't give a shit. I don't think anybody. No, I've learned one thing. Nobody gets a pass.
Nobody can say it, bro.
Nobody
you
gets
just
a
can't
pass.
Say it.
Nobody gets a pass.
Dude, I used to growing up when I was little and uneducated, and it was just, like, the thing is, I've had all my friends and stuff
Jesus Christ with all my heart.
Uh-huh.
But he's a little light skin. If he came back and threw it around,
dude,
I might jump in and get his ass whipped.
That is funny to think that white people were not in the Bible. That wasn't a thing. Those weren't things. Yeah, there's none of them. But yeah, dude, all my friends, I had nothing but Mexican kids and black kids as my friends growing up. And they encouraged me. And I'm not lying. They encouraged me to say it. And so I just became part of...
Oh, for sure.
Dude, when in my like preteens and shit, I would just be like...
Why got in trouble with your girl?
Yeah, dude, I would be saying that shit nonstop. And now that I grow up, I like feel bad about it and shit. And I would never... I don't say it no more, but like... Bro, it was weird. It was weird because even nowadays, I see a lot of like grown men being like, "Bro, if y'all not from the hood, you don't understand." And it's only people who are like uneducated in that social experience that really take offense to it.
Right.
Yeah. And nine times out of ten, anybody who's been around a diverse group usually is like okay with it. But I don't know, man. There's a lot of people in this world that hate it. So
I really thought about it, and not that. There's too much to think about. Like, it's not hard to not say a word.
Yeah, no, I don't say
it. Or to even act a certain way, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, if something that I can do can take, like, just one person's joy away, like, I shouldn't be doing
it. Yeah, I mean, it's not worth it to say a word or call somebody something or fucking do something.
If it's as easy as me not acting like a certain way or just doing something stupid. And it's not even just like that. It can be anything.
Right.
It's about offense to any type of person or...
Right, right, right.
Or you just got to be aware of your surroundings and other people's... Be empathetic. Be empathetic.
Yeah. You got to understand how people feel.
You have to dive into that. And how you start that is by being empathetic to yourself.
Yeah.
But so many people hate themselves so much. And I'm only speaking from experience.
Of course.
And when you dislike yourself... It's so easy to not care about other people.
Yeah, it's true.
Easy. Even when deep down inside you want to. You want to care about other people. You won't allow yourself because you don't care about yourself.
Honestly, when it gets...
You're like, nothing matters.
Yeah, when it gets bad enough, I hate to admit this, but it actually gave me a little bit of joy whenever I would... Like, when I could prove to others that I didn't give a fuck, it made me feel good. And that's when it was like the lowest of the low. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I was like, man, everything sucks in my life. I want everybody to know that I don't give a shit what happens. I don't give a fuck. And now looking back at all those moments where I would like upset people or like
and you wish
be
you
bad
were lifting
to people,
them up.
Yeah, I was like, man,
that's where the joy's at, man. Is
right.
Like lifting other people, like making people feel good.
There is a happiness about that.
Oh, they're so.
But then again. It depends on the person, because I do like making people mad.
Well, that's when you got to put the right person in your life.
Yeah,
the right people in your life. Friends, family, colleagues. You got to put yourself in the right situations.
Yeah, for sure.
That way you're not... And then fighting those temptations to actually, you know, be right. You know, fuck that.
And it's hard a lot of times.
I'm done caring about what you think. I'm done caring about what you think.
Yeah, dude.
About me being right or not being right, dude. I don't give a fuck anymore.
It's hard to be that way. It's hard to be right. It takes a lot of effort. So there are people who act bad but still read scripts. I call them script readers. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but those are my pet peeve, bro. People who think bad and think like don't give a fuck about people, but they say the right things.
Right.
And that shit bothers me, man. I've never been like that. Even when I was upset and all that, I never was a script reader. Unless I was trying to get pussy. Then I could read the fuck out of a script. I'm trying to get pussy. Feel me? Nah, but like, I don't know, man. I don't like when people try and play their role. Just because they think it's like getting them brownie points with everybody. I don't know. That shit frustrates me. And it's also sad when you see it work. When you see everybody around them be like, oh, they're so nice. And I'm like, bro, I know them.
Listen, bro, I will literally quote, unquote, embarrass myself to mm-hmm. stay true to myself. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
No.
That's a good thing.
Dude, I'm 36 years old doing a podcast with a 20-something-year-old. I don't give a fuck.
Word.
Don't give a shit, bro.
And because in hindsight, that shit don't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter.
We have the same mentality. I'm mature for my age. You're youthful and fun for your age. Yep. We're the same, absolutely, bro.
I don't have to explain anything.
Yeah, that's just bullshit. So I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of things that people just kind of have this mindset about, and whether it's like their social views or their fucking political views or their religious views, and they're just so close-minded. So about like how we grew up and around the people we grew up, and the things that we've learned that were okay is just not okay to other people, and it's a two-way street. Like I remember you talking about how. You were saying you didn't. If you could do something that even one person doesn't like, it's worth it to just kind of stop it, you know? Right. But it's got to be a two-way street. That person cannot be so blatantly offended by everything. They have to be able to understand that people grew up differently than them.
Right.
That so, their way of thinking is not the way to go no matter what.
Right.
That I think that's a two-way street. I think that's what people need to work on.
Yeah, so you have to... So when I'm talking about, I'm definitely talking about two different things when I talk about having, you know, not caring about what people think about my podcast,
right?
And then, but also at the same time, you know, hurting people or yeah. being able to. So I mean, it's that is definitely two different subjects, I guess, so to speak. But I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. And now you got me thinking, bro. You got me thinking a little bit now. You got me in my head.
South.
Because I feel like I just contradicted myself.
Yeah, bro.
Because I said that I don't care what people think, but I do care what people think.
Well, you don't care what people think, you care what they feel.
I do.
It's a fine line, but that shit matters.
You're right. I don't care what you think about me. I care what you feel about yourself.
What you feel about what I've done or what you feel, how you're affected.
Right.
But
yeah, exactly.
Then that is interpretation by you and that person.
You just summed me up so good, Brian.
Dude, I'm supposed to be a therapist.
You just summed me up. So
I just don't study.
Let's get you in school,
bro.
UT, preferably. I love Longhorns games. That'd be awesome. Can we get you in college?
Hell yeah, dude. Could you imagine? That'd be cool as fuck. I went to college.
Brittany would hate something you.
Like that. She would hate
take
me.
Brittany. Brittany would be literally be in your twin size bed in your dorm room.
Oh my god, yeah, dude. She would. Yeah, she's not. She's going where.
And you would
I'm
literally
going.
Be the oldest dude there.
Of course, she's going where I'm going, and I'm going where she's going. That is what it is, bro. We've already established that.
Oh, I already told you. If either one of you break up, both of you die.
Yeah, we're dead, dude. It's just.
Both of you are done.
We'll find each
You're
other.
You're not gonna do any better, so I'm just like.
It's not gonna
I'm
happen
end it for you.
Dude, could you imagine what I'd have to settle for after Rennie if something happened?
It would be some
word. Seem some ugly hooker, dude. I'd be like, man, I guess you work. I'd be so upset.
Nobody
it
else
wouldn't happen,
is
dude.
Going to put up with either one of your asses. You're both beautiful.
Dude, we got it. We figured it
You're
out.
You're both gorgeous, but. You got issues up there, okay?
Oh, dude, yeah. We figured each other out, though. We're good, bro. We can handle each other.
That's why I love you guys.
That's great.
That's why you're fans.
It's great. We're lucky.
You get it.
Baby, speaking of loving me so much, do you want to,
And I'm literally his best friend.
Dude,
so
fuck yeah.
Fuck you, Darren, and whoever else is listening. Andrew. I'm literally his best friend. He hooked me up, too. You heard it, folks.
Yep. You heard it here first, dog. Darren is my best friend, and it's just that it's grown to be that just out of pure life.
I'm tired of...
I don't have a best friend right now. It's strange because... I'm being honest.
I literally never had a best friend in my life.
Dude, it's so tough. It's so tough because... Like, you're my best friend in certain categories.
Right.
When it comes to who understands me the most, other than Rennie, it was probably you.
Oh, for sure.
When it comes to who I'm, like, going into battle with, it's probably
if
you.
If you knew how well I understood you,
yeah.
No, it would freak you the fuck out.
I do. It does freak me out. I talked to Rennie about it. I'm like, I mean, Chase gets it, bro. There's a reason you're a good podcast host with me is because, I mean, we can talk freely with each other.
Fuck the podcast. Love me, Brian.
Fuck this podcast.
Continue.
Yeah. We just kind of know each other, and we know how to flow with each other's conversation, and we understand how our mind works and what angle we're coming at all times.
But
and
that's cool. And it's all the off air shit too, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, we have podcast talk at all times. We talk about that. We're like, this is fucking podcast talk.
Right.
Oh, like, if there could be a mic on us at all times, just wearing
just mic'd up like NFL quarterbacks or some shit.
Oh, dude, that'd be great.
You know what my favorite one I ever heard?
Thank you, Rennie. You're fucking perfect and great. Hell yeah. Oh, she gave you a little bit of ice and gave me none. That's the fuck I'm talking about, bro. She gets us, dog.
Our little mascot.
She gets it. Man. Who do you think our next guest is going to... Oh, Devin.
Well, Dylan said he can do any day.
Oh, yeah. You said he's moving back here?
So, Dylan, he came back in tonight. He was going to be here like an hour. Like, yeah. I talked to him when I was on my way over here. He's like, I'm going to be there like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, we're going to get it recorded by then. But worked. I did tell him I'll give him a shout out.
Yeah. What's up, Dylan?
What's up, buddy?
Can't wait to see you.
He's definitely going to be back on. He's going to be in town for the next 3 or 4 months. He works basically pipeline type shit. So.
Okay. That's what Brandon does
too. Yeah.
Yeah. We need Devin. We need Dylan. We need Brandon.
Group one.
Yeah, we already did a group one with Dylan. Dylan needs to be by himself this next time.
Yeah,
like the girl, like his girl can come, but like when it comes to like it was wild that one episode.
Brittany does good at pulling shit up though.
I'm about to get Brittany's contact info next time, and she's gonna help us out here.
Yeah,
because she did very well. She brought up like two videos.
She'll probably post shit once a day,
dude. I'll give her permission. Or somebody. We need somebody to hook that shit up because I got a lot of shit on my plate, and when it comes. You know what's funny? Growing up and seeing all this shit about like other like people running their own shit, and they're like, "Man, it's really hard to run your own shit." I'm like, "That's bullshit! Like that's such bullshit! Just go in there and post shit." But when it comes to like finding content and posting the right things at the right times and with the right everything, whatever, it's actually kind of tough to keep up with. So you're so fucking gross, bro. You're so gross for doing that.
Why?
You have shit on your beard now. Dude, he licked a paper plate with mayonnaise and...
Yeah, your mom's on
Carolina. Dude, she needs to go get the gynecologist then because that shit is fucking yellowish white. Hey. Fucking... All I'm saying is... Listen, moral bro. Of that story is that it actually is tougher than people think to run shit like this. To like really keep it up to date and really keep... Like to post shit like twice
especially
a week.
When you do... Normal every fucking day shit. You like work a full time job.
Right. I wouldn't have a problem doing all this. If this was my career, like if people actually, like a bunch of people listen to this shit and we fucking started making good money and all that, this was my career, I would have no issue keeping up with all that. But people got to understand, I got a job and I got like bills to pay. So I do all this shit and I got people to see and all that. I don't know. I don't have a lot of time, bro.
Rennie and Chase.
Mm-hmm. I got those pets to feed, you know? Chase needs buffalo chicken strips from Aldi. Rennie needs
I just need
dick.
Love, bro.
Huh?
I just need love. I just need love, man. I just need love in my life. I just need that smile.
Do you?
You know what I mean? I need to come here and see my family.
Absolutely, bro. You just need the time, the quality time.
I do.
How long do you think you've been going?
54 minutes.
30 minutes. We've just been nonstop talking, so it feels like forever. Oh, fuck. Dude, oh, fuck, what was I going to ask you? I had a question.
I got an answer.
Answer?
I got an answer.
Answer?
Answer.
That's crazy, bro. What is that? What's an answer?
It's an answer.
That's my favorite. I like answers now.
I want to answer it.
What's the best animal you've killed? What's the one you're most proud of? Because you've been hunting, right?
This is dark. I'm not proud of
killing anything. It's not dark, you bitch. They're delicious.
I know. I mean,
do you not like hunting?
Animal?
Yeah, do you not like hunting?
There was this, okay. What? No, I don't. I'm not a big hunter. I don't. I like duck hunting because they're not.
Why'd you get scared, bro? It's okay.
Because, man, I don't. So one time I killed two doe.
At once?
Yeah, basically.
One arrow.
No.
One Bowie knife.
They came, like, they were both around.
Were the kids there? You killed the kids, too?
No.
You sick piece of shit.
I Hannah Belectured the whole fucking family. Dude, that was hello, cuties. Dude, I just, no. So, there was this big-ass 170, I was hunting on this lease up in, near Lake Livingston. It's my ex-in-law's property. And late evening hunt. And
mm-hmm. Right.
I'm hunting with a 30-06, a Savage 30-06.
Mm-hmm.
Not a synthetic stock. I'm talking old wooden stock.
That shit That's hurt. What I killed my first
year. That shit hurts when you shoot it.
Yeah, it does.
And so I popped off this round at this doe that was sitting out there. And I didn't shoot. I shot at the bigger one. Popped that one, hit it down. And the smaller one ran away. When I say smaller one, it wasn't small. It was just smaller.
Yeah.
The first doe, a fucking female deer.
I bet with a Viking.
Was 160 pounds.
Ooh, fat ass doe.
The small one was 120.
Some deer lease doe.
So the small one ran off.
You on a lease, weren't you?
Then it came back, but it was not a fence lease. No, like that.
Oh.
No. No, East Texas, thick woods, like, okay. you gotta work to hunt.
Okay. Yeah. That's impressive, then, 160 pounds.
Yeah,
that's crazy, then.
And then this, the smaller one ran off when I popped off the shot, of course, and then it came back, checking out the scene of the accident.
What a fucking idiot.
And part of me felt really bad. I'm like, stop looking. Like, it happened already.
Don't do it, I'm gonna have to put you down.
And then it ran off again, and then it came back again, and then it ran off again. I was like, all right. Come back again.
Maybe they were sisters, and she wanted to see the body.
Yeah,
well, and she wanted to.
Tia and Tamara were about to get put down.
they were delicious. Huh?
They got put down, son. Tell you what, sister was done.
Man, and the weirdest thing.
They came back and put the second one down, and that was a lot of cleaning. It took me like fucking forever to dress those deer, dude.
Yeah, dude, the cleaning sucks. My dad, I don't know if I ever talked about this before, but I'll fucking talk about it again because fuck you if you don't want to hear it again. I was at the deer lease. It was a little bit before the divorce, so I was probably 13 or 14, that age, like okay age. And when it comes to hunting, and dude,
I didn't know if you were talking about this hunting or the divorce.
Yeah. Okay age for a
divorce. I was okay.
It's okay. Dude,
hey, Brian, how are you? I'm okay.
I'm all right. I didn't give a fuck that my parents got divorced, dude. We talked about that. The therapist didn't give a fuck. Like, not the therapist. I didn't give a fuck, and the therapist was like, you don't need to be here. And I was like, I know this, bitch. All right, anyway, what's funny is we went hunting that day, and we saw a couple deer, but it was nothing we wanted to shoot. Clean your fucking beard if you're going to lick that shit, dude.
That's what she said.
That's good.
Mind your fucking business. Do the goddamn
cat. Anyway, you fuck. You fucking.
You just made me say GD.
I got him, dude. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
You know what? He knows I'm a sinner. Continue. Cheers. I digress.
Clean your fucking beard.
Bucks and six.
I was 13 or 14. We actually went hunting, saw a couple does, didn't want to shoot anything. Stop dancing. Didn't want to shoot anything. So we went back to the camp, and my dad had taken an Ambien.
This is my representation of you talking.
Yeah. My dad took an Ambien. And
what the wow. That's a throw that in there.
I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if we talked about it. My dad takes Ambien. Not anymore, but he used to. He used to do crazy shit on Ambien. Yeah. It was funny as fuck. And
so he doesn't have a script no more?
Nah, I mean, he's a doctor. He can write his own script. But fucking, He took one that night. He was younger. I was fucking 13 or 14. And he took one, and then we went outside by the fire with my Uncle Darren. And Will's a beast. I'll tell you about Will in a second. But we went out with Will, Darren, my dad, and me. And my dad was on Ambien, and we could tell because he was just like chilling. It's like he's high on weed or some shit, but he's not. He's just chilling and like tired, but can't go to sleep and doesn't know what he's fucking doing. And bro, a deer came out to the feeder because we had a feeder down the road, like right down the road from the campfire. And there was some brave deer coming out and eating. And he goes, man. My dad was just like, yo, Brian, we're going to fuck one of them deer up if they come out here. And I thought he was joking. So I was laughing. I was like, let's do it. I'm down, man. I'm down. Let's do it. You know, my little 13, 14-year-old ass. And, bro, sure enough, he went inside. Like, he's like, I got to go to the restroom. And he went inside and went to the restroom. And he came out with my 30-06. The fucking 30-06 that we were talking about earlier. The Woodstock. And it was actually my first deer, which is fucking hilarious. And he goes, dude, he was like, I'm gonna fucking kill one of them. And Darren was laughing, thinking he was joking. And he was like, well, good luck. And I was sitting out there. And from Darren's perspective, he came out and goes, Marvin. It was my dad's name. And my dad was like, nah, nah, nah. And then Darren goes, huh? And then you just hear, boom, a fucking gunshot from that 30-06. And Darren was like, what the fuck are you doing? He goes, I asked if you wanted that deer. And Darren was like, no, I didn't even say yes, bro. So we went and got that deer and cleaned it. And dude, next time he goes, another one comes out here, I'm going to kill that motherfucker too. He didn't remember all this, by the way.
Listen, sometimes you got to kill some shit.
Yeah, dude. And dude, that's the ambient, bro. He just got primal. He was just like, fuck it, dude. I don't give a fuck. He didn't remember any of it. And so Darren and Will went inside after eating the dinner. And they were sleeping. And, bro, I was sitting out there with my dad. And I was pretty tired. And he goes, Brian, you want to get your first deer? And I go, yeah, we will tomorrow. And he was like, nah, I got you. And he went to the barrel and sat on the barrel. And he goes, come here, bring that 30-06. And I brought it. And he goes, set it on my shoulder. And he was hugging a barrel. And I set it on the shoulder. And, bro, sure enough, like after like 10, 15 minutes, a doe walked out. And my Uncle Darren came out again because he was like, Brian, you going to get one? And I was like, dude, I see one now. And he's far. He's kind of far. I went for his heart, but I'm a fucking kid. I suck. I shot. Boom. I hit him in the hit her in the neck. Dropped like a fucking, dropped like a brick.
You're a mean person.
I didn't mean to, but she was delicious.
I didn't mean to. I just shot at it.
I didn't know. I didn't mean to hit her in the neck.
But you mean to shoot it.
Oh, of course. I wanted to kill it.
That's my problem with hunting. It's like the intentional harming of another creature.
Well, that's why you have to hit it in the heart of the fucking head.
You're ending their life. It bugs me. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to be a vegetarian.
Yeah, right. I get what you're saying.
I got a lot of muscles that need protein.
I get what you're saying.
Cheese ain't going to do it, dog. But cheese ain't going to do it.
Cheese.
But Jesus. Who wants some milk and cheese?
Their life kind of sucks already. I mean, if you think about it.
Wow, really? They're running free, bro.
Yeah, okay. Would you rather
go to work every day or just wake up and do what the fuck
you
want?
Would you rather go to work and get paid and be in air conditioning and eat, like, well-cooked meals?
I'd rather be a deer.
You would rather sleep on the ground, yes, absolutely, eat nothing but corn,
not be able to speak.
When you get old, you just die.
No one listens to you anyway.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but no, dude. Nah. And I helped that deer go to the afterlife.
I think
being human
is punishment. Dude, it's punishment.
Being human is fucking great, it's dope. What? Being human is dope.
Yeah, you think it is. It's like, oh, you got all this intellect and knowledge and power.
Well, it's a pros
ignorance
and cons
bliss
thing, dog.
Ignorance
sometimes
is bliss. Talk to me in 10 years.
Sometimes. Ignorance is bliss sometimes. I've heard people older than you tell me that.
I'm gonna say most.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's fine.
From my experience,
that's fine. But a lot of times, bro, sometimes you gotta know some shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta be educated on some shit.
You gotta know
shit.
How to brush your teeth.
Yeah, oh, yeah, fuck for sure, bro.
You gotta know how to brush your hair. You gotta know what dry
ignorance
shampoo
is bliss.
Is.
Ignorance.
I'm all hygiene products.
Ignorance is only bliss when you can't change the outcome of what you're.
You gotta know
what you know.
You gotta know what crabs doesn't feel like. know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Holy shit, dude. What, which STD have you not had? Tell the population.
I've never had an STD.
I mean, no, you can. This is a safe space, Chase. You can tell me what you told me earlier. You had a lot. You've had a couple of them, but you didn't tell me which one you haven't had yet.
So I've never had an STD, but I will tell you a funny way to get to people in a joke is like you wait for someone new to walk into a room when it's really quiet, especially when you just fuck people. Well, now you're acting like a real Chase Turbin, and you stop it.
Okay, no, what's the joke?
So you go. Yeah, so that was the first time I had crabs.
Oh, yeah, and they're like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I, dude, anytime anybody walks into a room mid-conversation for me, I immediately pick on them. Or I act like the conversation was about them. That's the best way to do it.
Like,
I'm like, yeah, man, so fucking...
They're here.
Yeah, that's the easy way to do it. I usually take the more creative way. I'll be like, give me a name, dude. Give me a name, any name.
You know what really gets me off?
Bitch, I just fucking told you to give me a name.
Me to give you a name?
Yeah, give me any name. Any name.
It's about to be hurt because you just called me bitch.
Yeah, bitch. Just fucking give me a name.
Samantha.
Samantha. Yeah, so let's say I'm talking with you, bro. We're in a deep conversation. Like a heated one. Uh-huh. We're yelling using our hands. Uh-huh. Yeah, we might blow a kiss to each other once in a while.
That's a real hard name,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, get
it's
naked.
An ugly name.
Shit like that, yeah. Fucking Samantha. Yeah.
Samantha.
Yeah, she just gets shit talked about her, you know? And you know she's insecure about it. Especially because the way she looks. Because Samanthas are kind of hot, but also they look like whores, not pretty girls. You know what I mean? There's a solid difference. Samanthas are whores, you understand? So Samantha walks in, right? And we're in a heated conversation, hands, everything. And I'm like, yeah, bro, Samantha's not as bad as you think she is. And, I do shit like that. And they'll be like, what? And I see her from my peripheral vision. So I don't, like, look at her and joke. I'm for real, like, Samantha, you need to stop talking shit about Samantha. Like, it's not, Samantha's okay. Dude, and I sell it. I sell it hard. And they come in, and the worst part is when they don't say anything. Because you know they heard me. And then they think it's real. So the person has to be like, Samantha, we weren't fucking. And I'm like, we weren't. I make it. I sell it so well.
Oh yeah, so no, shitty. Yeah, for sure, we
yeah,
were.
Yeah, I'm like, oh no.
Brian,
and then they
is,
hate the person I'm talking to.
This is
to.
What I need you to do, Brian Watson.
And that's for survival of the fittest, ladies and gentlemen.
I need you to get to the gym. And it's not for physical image. It's so you can start lifting people up. And stop bringing them down in the sake of humor, you piece of shit.
It's worth it for me, dog, because I've been brought down so many times, and I laugh about it, you know? I laugh. In hindsight, I laugh.
It is funny as fuck.
So, dude, yeah. I fucking...
Dude, I struggle with that all the time. I say some dumb shit for the sake of humor.
Dude, I was at a get-together.
So many places, it doesn't belong. I just want to make people smile when I realize it's just having
a smile. And when it doesn't work, you're like, I'm a piece of shit, dog.
I just wanted to make you happy.
My biggest deal is with kids, bro. When I fucking make fun of kids or like pick on kids, dude, it makes me so fucking happy, but they get like genuinely upset. They get genuinely fucking upset.
It's a fucking kid,
bro. It makes
bro.
Me laugh.
They don't
so
have the maturity
hard,
level as you.
They'll get over it.
No, yo, they won't.
Yes,
the kids are
will.
So vulnerable.
Dude.
Don't do that.
Rennie will tell you, bro. We went to a get-together like a couple weeks ago.
You fucking psycho.
Dude, and this dude's daughters were there. And they were young, but she was trying to get people's attention. So she would like ask dumb attention-sinking questions like, oh, am I dumb? Or like, am I ugly? And dude, when she said the I am ugly one, it was quiet for a second. I was like, yep. And I was like, no, of course not. I immediately went back on it. I was like, I'm fucking with you. And dude, she was like crying and shit. And I was like, oh, I feel bad. But in reality, I was the happiest.
But what did we solve there?
I was the happiest I've ever been. Dude, because we were laughing. And dude, the dad came up. The dad came up to me and was like, bro, that was fucking hilarious. And I was like, oh, you get it, bro.
Yeah.
He was like, she's fine. And the thing is, after I said that joke and she got over it, I started making fun of myself and she was like, yeah, you are ugly. And I'm like, I'm ugly as fuck. And then she got over it and then she loved me for the rest of the night. She was sitting next to me and just like talking to shit.
Everyone knows that you treat a woman like shit. She fucking falls in love with you.
That's what Rennie and Rachel said. They were like, God, bro, Brian, you keep treating girls like shit and they
just
like
you. Like shit.
That's funny as fuck, dude. But dog,
I do not recommend that to
no,
to our
don't list, do it, dog.
To my fellow, don't. That's not. It worked for a minute. Oh my Brian's God. Got his shit together. I guarantee you that. I see him lock up really. Hey, bro, I gotta shut down the podcast, man. I gotta get to bed. Like, nah, he don't let this motherfucker fool you. Rennie got that on.
I'm a good boy now, bro. She done whipped me into shape. It's crazy. My dog is. It's funny because I mean, on the other hand of that, kids really do appreciate when you're like when you go all in on them, like when you joke with them.
They want the attention.
Of course,
they want the like. It doesn't matter if it's negative.
It
or
might
positive.
It might hurt their feelings for a
they
second,
just want
but they
have someone to pay attention to.
Right,
them.
They appreciate.
That's
it.
Why they act like that.
Yeah, they appreciate. I mean? They appreciate.
Adults
that,
act like that on the regular, that's true. Bro. Grown ass, do it. I do it.
It's a pet peeve of mine. Come sometimes,
on.
Bro.
Who, there's grown fucking people right. who wear bedazzled
oh my
clothing,
God,
bro. They okay. peacock on the regular. I mean, come on. You can. You're. There's grown people wearing football jerseys. you are 38 years old wearing a fucking Dallas Cowboys.
You have another dude's name on your back.
Hey, come on. No.
While I'm wearing a Tom Brady shirt.
No. Just go to Marshall's. Just get you a vintage tee and some yep. jeans.
Jeans suck, bro.
I guarantee you, smoke don't spend shit on clothes.
No,
I'm simple
yeah.
as shit.
It's pointless to spend money on clothes.
I look good. This shirt was free. It was free.
There you go, dude.
I don't care.
Pull-ups for a purpose. Oh, we talked about this one. Yeah. We talked about a pull-ups for a purpose. That's funny, bro. Yeah. Oh, man. Fuck, I was going to say something. I hate, bro. I have Alzheimer's. I have a brain tumor. It's all good, man.
Don't.
I have a brain tumor, and it's growing. And that's what I'm saying. I'll die at 45. Y'all think I'm kidding? It's just going to sneak up on me, dude. At like 40, I'm going to get real sick. And then at 45, I'm going to be like.
Tumors don't do that. It's going to be on the mid, like literally on your
lung.
Oh,
I didn't say the tumor was going to kill me. I'm just going to it's going to be one of the factors.
That sounds like a lung problem.
Yeah, my lungs going to be fucked because I'm fat. My fucking liver's going to be fucked because I drink.
Well, then what do we need to do? Stop drinking, let's stop smoking?
Yeah, fuck that, dude. I'd rather have fun for 45 years than be boring for 80. You know what I mean? Or 90. That's just how I see it.
Yeah, I know. People are always like,
I'm going to live to be 100.
How do you think your tattoos are going to look? I'm like,
I mean, does it fucking matter, dog? I'm going to be shitting into anything that's around me.
I'm not going to make that.
Yeah, dude.
No, I would. I would.
Bro, I'm going to be vomiting and shitting into
curses. I'm telling
curses.
You right now, my luck, I'm going to be like 110. 110. Easy. I'm going to just be begging. Like, are you kidding me,
oh
Lord?
My God,
I have
dude.
Devoted my life to you.
I've just been,
take me. I've lost my wife.
I've eaten so much
kids.
Key lime pie. Please give me way.
I'm just there chain smoking fucking Marlboro menthol cigarettes.
Oh my God, dude. Oh, you smoked. I forgot. You're going to look like shit when you get older, dude.
I
smoke
the vape now, but I'm saying
that's
like,
bullshit, dude. I've seen the cigarettes.
I'm
fooling nobody.
I'm gonna like, I'm going ham. I'm gonna go ham.
Oh yeah, just like a carton a day,
dude. I'm just gonna go ham.
Like fucking 80
like,
cigarettes.
Let me be married to like the woman of my dreams, and then she goes. I will literally just Noah from The Notebook just go out. Just like I'm ready to go.
That's why I tell Rennie all the time. I'm like, look, bro, I'm going to die before you, so you don't have to worry about this. But if something happens and you die, you don't have to wait long at the gates is all I'm saying.
You do realize God's probably going to, like, make you live longer than anyone just because you, like, just your mindset.
Which would upset me, bro. Why? Yeah. I don't want to be 80 or 90. I already feel like I'm 30. I feel like I'm your age, bro. I feel like I can move.
What the fuck does that mean?
I feel like I'm 30-something.
Yeah.
How old are you, dog?
Oh, I get that, but that's not a bad thing.
No, it is if I'm fucking 23.
You realize I'm in my prime. And
no.
You're on the come up.
Well, it depends on what you mean by prime. You're not.
What's the youngest Mr. Olympia in history?
I don't know.
I think 32?
Yeah. And you're past that.
It takes that long to even get to your
past
primal
that.
Self. You're still learning.
Mm-mm.
I'm not gonna measure my dick with you. I'm not gonna do it.
We're not. Dude, nobody's dick
me,
is out, bro.
You keep baiting me into this. I love you, Brian.
I love you.
And
dude, I'm like
I want.
I'm like the little shops that are at the boat. The
you
boat
I mean?
Docks, bro. I got so much bait.
Scrimps.
Scrimps. All the scrimps just hanging out.
Flick.
All the minnows and scrimps. I bait the fuck out of people. Dude, Darren is like me in that way. He fucking baits the shit out of people. His purpose You can tell by last episode, his purpose is to just make people upset. And it's so fucking funny, bro. Go piss then. Go piss then, dog. You ain't gotta hide it. I'll keep this shit going, boy. I hope y'all did like that last episode. Darren was back. It was funny. It was funny as fuck. I was one of the hardest I've ever, like, one of the episodes that I've laughed hardest about. It makes me fucking laugh. I've listened to it twice. Y'all should definitely, while he's pissing, y'all should definitely go follow the Instagram, Smoking Whiskey Podcast. You can see us and see the silly shit we do and see some cool shit we do, you know, and keep up with us. If y'all think we're kind of funny, bro, send it to other people. Be like, hey, check this shit out, because we ain't marketed or nothing yet, and we want to be able to reach the people who need our humor and our small talk and our mindsets and everything. So y'all let people know, dog. Fucking me and Chase are getting fucked up, and that's for you. We do this for you, okay? We become slightly belligerent is almost what I said. We become slightly belligerent, and we, dude, I mean, you know what I mean? Chase is just fucking licking Carolina Gold and mayonnaise off of a plate right now, dude. Bro.
Calories in.
Unbuckle your belt before you do that, because you're going to feel bad in a second.
Hey, man. I love you. I love you guys. I love the world.
I like you, too.
I'm feeling, listen, I'm feeling joy in my heart.
I care for you as well.
I'm feeling joy in my heart. It's okay, Brian Watson. You're going to fall in love with me like the rest of the world does.
Oh, man. Okay. Don't say that.
Listen, it's okay.
I'll find a way to hate you, bro.
No, you won't. I'm telling you right now, I got nothing but love for everybody. I hope everybody has a fucking fantastic week.
Word. Hope y'all's week is dope. Hope y'all get a little buzz going. Guys.
Yeah, man.
Wouldn't it be cool if we had like a fan in Houston that was like, "Can I be on your podcast?" And then we just did it. You know how fucking cool
we'll
that'd
there,
be,
man.
It's oh, of course, good. It won't take long.
Hey, give it to God.
Nah, yeah, it won't take long at all, bro. So eventually, this shit'll grow. I'm telling you, if we spend $20 on Facebook and get fucking and we put that shit out, like literally 600 people will listen to this shit. It's so easy to market for real. The only hard part is keeping people. And literally every 95% of the people who fucking listen to our shit stay and want to listen to the next one. So, well, I mean, it's worth it, bro. Listen, stop sucking your fucking fingers.
I got one thing to say about that whole thing. I feel like it would be a privilege.
Right.
To them to be our friend.
Right.
And it would be a privilege if we could be theirs.
Oh, that's sweet, dog.
You know what I mean?
It's a Switzerland.
Like, let's just connect. God.
You know? This thing you do where you just try and make everything lovely. I'm not buying it.
Life
dude.
Is lovely.
I'm not buying
dude.
It. You
yeah,
fucker.
You are. That's why
you're smiling hard as shit. No, you're smiling hard as
dude,
shit.
Because it's true.
I'm about to pour fucking Fresca vodka
dude,
all over this computer.
Just do it. Just dive in. You know, yeah. You know you feel it. Hey, man.
I have my moments, but I believe
smoke
in balance.
Smoke is going to get to this fucking hard,
God,
cased, walled up.
Right. I believe in balance,
no,
bro.
No, actually, I won't. If Rennie hasn't, I won't.
That's what I believe in. I believe in balance. You understand?
Oh, I'm all about that, too.
I am here.
Oh, for sure, man.
Listen,
pray for you and then bang your mom the next day. Are you kidding me?
I believe in balance. Look, I'm put on this earth to make people better at things. That's why.
Yeah, you told me this.
Listen, yeah, it's the truth, bro.
That just means you're a sacrificial lamb. No, you're not.
Listen.
For I know the plans I have for you.
Right, which are?
Not to hurt you, but to prosper you.
Right. Yeah. And
that's all I got.
That's all.
That's all I got. I'm not
look,
gonna
man.
Misquote.
It's not sacrificial. It's not sacrificial. It's more. Well, you can't misquote something that's misinterpreted 99% of the time. I'm put on this earth to make people better at things. I am good to a certain extent at everything I've ever done. And that's because everybody I meet, whenever they want to do something that I'm doing or I can do things that they'd like to do, I'm better than them. This is not... Listen. Nah. I'm serious here. Look, I'm better than them just a little bit to where they're... Everybody I've ever met has said something along the lines of, man, give me like 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Give me a month. Give me a year and I'll be better than you at this. Everybody I've ever met says that about something.
In the words of Kevin Hart, are you done?
Are you done?
Are you done?
That's what I'm made for. Let me tell you. That's what I'm made for.
Have you ever thought for 1 second? And right. This is the last thing I'll say on this episode.
Go ahead.
This is my last sentence
of this episode. This is the sound off. Sound off.
Have you ever thought for 1 second?
Yes.
There's a reason you are that way. And there's somebody who just makes you just a little bit better than everyone else. It's all you, right?
Not somebody specifically. I think it's I think it's human nature. I think there are certain roles in human nature.
You just described how like almost supernaturally it is that you can beat people in a lot of things, and you can also put that into a teaching moment.
Yeah,
you think that's all.
I think it's part of human nature. I think there are people who are jack of all trades for a reason. Jack of all trades is a master of none, but a jack of all trades is better than a master of one.
I'm gonna put my glasses on a step you understand? Back before your bad luck starts.
So. Do it, bro.
You're about to start losing.
I've had plenty of bad luck. I'm still good at everything. You understand? I'm still good at everything. I believe it. You know this.
No, I believe it.
You know that.
You will get humbled.
But no, you're right. I hope I do, because I do, in a way, in my own sadistic way. I want other people to be better than me. Uh-huh. I just know, because I'm narcissistic, that it's never going to happen. But that's what I strive. I think I make, like Michael Jordan, dude, I make the players around me better. You know what I mean? I make the players around me better.
Scottie Pippen made people around him better.
Stop.
Michael Jordan.
Wiping your plate and eating it.
Don't.
There's nothing left, dude. I'm
freaking starving.
They go eat something else. All right, listen, we got to wrap this up. It is 57 minutes.
I got a young lady to see.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Is her name the same name of every other girl you've been with in the past 6 months or what?
You didn't really just go there. I've already told her this.
You could have just said no.
Listen, it ain't your sister. That's all that matters.
That's the most important part.
Wrap this up. Let's move the fuck
on. Dodged a missile. All right. Smoke and Whiskey fans, bro. I appreciate you listening to this fucking episode. I miss you guys
so much.
Chill, bro. They don't need you in their fucking head like that.
I miss you so much.
I miss you so much. Hell no, bro. Get your beard off the mic, bitch. We appreciate y'all listening. It's all love, dog. My
beard's like SpongeBob.
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to do an outro. Up,
son.
Look, we really do appreciate everything y'all do, and everything that y'all mean to us is very important. The way y'all follow our Instagram and fucking comment or like our shit or listen to the episode, it's all great, bro. We appreciate it. We love y'all
so much.
We will get another episode out to y'all as soon as fucking possible, because we do love doing this for you. Again, we love y'all, and we appreciate y'all. Later.
Peace. Word.
Ew, what the fuck is this?